growed up in the church here. And he's like I was talking about TJ this morning. And he's growed up in the church, and it's been a blessing to watch the Lord use him and watch him grow up and as a man and continue on serving God. Amen. All right, we're going to ask Brother Sammy to come tonight and bring the message. And you pray for him tonight as you can. I have several brother-in-laws, and if you ask me which one's my favorite, it depends on which one I'm with at the time. But
that's a smart thing.
We appreciate Brother Sammy, and we go back a long ways. And, we've helped revivals together. I remember one when Corey got saved, we helped down there. Went on about 14 days down there when he was pastoring, and it was a real blessing. So you pray for him tonight.
That was a blessing. That thing, I've never been in one like it. That's quite like that, because I remember revival. I still go back and ponder on it sometimes, but it's in the past. But when we let the church out, with Ricky, you know, he preaches a long time. You know how he preaches. But back then, he didn't quite preach that long. We preached some good sermons. But when it got through of a night, they wouldn't nobody leave. We'd be out there at 12 o'clock at night, people just standing around talking. Nobody. I thought, man, and I didn't want to either. But see, the Spirit of the Lord was there. It's like that every night. And I thought, man, that's the kind I like to be in. I tell you right now, it is. And that's sort of what the Lord's got on my heart here a little bit tonight. I had something, you know, I was a preacher sort of like a, they got messages, they got them loaded up. And I had one loaded up for Saturday just in case, but I didn't get to go. I always got one ready. I've learned. I always have one ready. And I had one right teaching Hill a while back on in Genesis, and when he had all those names there. I know he liked doing it. And he done a fine job, too. But you know how all those names you're saying, Lord, give me a message. I'm not going to preach it tonight. I want to. It's ready. I mean, I've got it. It's ready. I've got it in my, it's ready. I mean, it's ready to go, but that ain't what he wants. I got another one I got to preach tonight. But I like it when it's like that. When I ain't got nothing, that's when I worry. But I know the Lord's always, when the Lord called me to preach, and I said, Lord, you're going to have to really help me, because I can't do it without you. And I sure can't. I don't have the charisma. I don't have all I'm doing is just get up here and try to be his mouthpiece. That's all I want to be. And give him glory and honor. So, but now I'm going to read one verse, and I'll be all over the Bible. It's going to be in 2 Corinthians 3:17. Most of you know about him going there. 2 Corinthians 3:17. I'm going to read one verse. It says, now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Lord is, or where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Let's read it again. Since some of y'all stood, I didn't know you stand it. It says, now, the Lord is that Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. You may sit down. Father, we come to you tonight, Lord. I pray, Father, for liberty tonight. Dear Lord, I know that you give it to me. Father, you promised you would. It's in your word, Father, and I'm going to stand on your word tonight, dear God, and you may help us, Lord, bring this message out. Lord, you're so good to us, and I just give you praise, glory, and honor, dear God. I ask you just to help me tonight, Lord, to do these things, and Lord, be the ones who might be lost or might not know, Father. Will they stand with you, Father? I pray tonight, be tonight, dear God. They know for sure will they stand with you. We ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. You know, I watch Fox sometimes. Everybody don't watch Fox News. Of course, it ain't good as it used to be. But there's one man on there comes on about 9 o'clock at night. I can't think of his name. He's pretty rough. But he talks about, liberty. Liberty, I think his thing, liberty is something. Or y'all know who it is if you watch Fox. He's pretty rough. And what I mean being rough, he tells the truth. He just tells how the world is, how the people are doing, how bad it is and all that. And name of it's liberty and something. I can't remember what it was, but liberty is really important, isn't it? But you know where he's getting his liberty from? Right? But what he's talking about, he's getting his liberty from what? The Declaration of Independence. You know, when they're trying to take the guns or gun laws away. Now, I'm going to be preaching. I'm going to get off politics. I'm going to give an example. When they try to take their guns away, you can go to the Declaration of Independence thing. They can't. That's liberty. And a lot of little things they try to do to us, to the world in the United States is that they try to change things. Some people do. Now, I ain't going to just get on the Democrats. Republicans is about as bad. The Democrats a little worse. But they'll get on there and try to change something. But when you go back to that Constitution right there, and it's wrote down there, they can't change it. Now, what I'm going to preach now, that is the liberty that God gives us. And where does it come from? What is liberty? First of all, liberty is what? It's freedom. I don't know why I preach in jails. A lot of times I preach up there. It's been a long time. We go up there and we had some really good services up there. And of course, I've asked them before. I said, if y'all could leave tonight, would y'all go out tonight? Of course, every one of them raised their hand. Yes, they would. Because they wanted freedom. See, liberty is freedom. And it gets you freedom. They all want to be free. Of course, I asked them, I also asked them this. I said, how many's been here before? And just about every one of them raised their hand. I said, well, y'all must like it in here then. Or something's wrong. I mean, you didn't like the freedom that you had. But see, freedom and liberty, there's a price to it. I mean, you just don't get it for free. And the freedom I'm talking about, liberty, I'm coming from Jesus. And He's the one who gives the liberty, and He paid a price for it. And we should stand on that liberty. We should have the freedom to do what God wants us to do and do it in His Word, what He says, because it's very important. You know, the Bible says, I'm just going to read a few scriptures in Luke chapter 4. Most of y'all know this. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because He anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives and recovering sight to the blind, and set at liberty them that are bruised, and to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. That's what He done. He wanted to get the freedom and liberty. Okay, when I was lost, I thought I had liberty, but I didn't have liberty. I was bound up in sin. I really thought I was free, but I wasn't free. When I got free is when the Lord, and freedom, I got stuff wrong, but when freedom comes, you know, when that liberty comes, it also comes responsibility with that. You know, the only reason we got liberty in the United States right now, if we keep it, it's because it's been fought for. You got to stand on it. And the only way you're going to have liberty as far as in the Word of God and on it, brother, you got to stand on it. You got to do what it says, because if you don't, you're going to get in bad, bad trouble. And that's what it's have. This is what it says also here, is that John, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. The truth of what? Now, they're going on Constitution, but we're going on the Word of God. If you know the Bible, if you know it, you're going to have liberty. You can stand on it. But if you don't know, I've heard people quote stuff and say, you know, they had no idea what they was talking about. You know, they didn't have liberty. They had the flesh, but they didn't have true liberty because they didn't know the Word of God. I mean, we need to know this Word because it gives us, that's where the freedom comes from. If you know the Holy Ghost said, well, you know, Pentecostal, somebody, they really get tore. And I get tore up sometimes too. I like it when I do, when the Lord comes in. But you know, I couldn't get tore up. I had the freedom. If I didn't know He was coming out here, and I know it's true, I know where it comes from. Don't get me wrong. I like Pentecostal churches. I like preaching, man. They'll get you going. I'll tell you right now they will. They'll do your song, ain't you? Or Ricky probably preached in them. They do everything. Sometimes they get out of hand a whole lot. And sometimes their liberty is in the flesh. It's not in the Word of God, which is wrong. I will be talking about that in a few minutes. But liberty is very, very important. Because see, when we got freedom and liberty, your kids is going to see it. Other people are going to see it. And they'll be wanting to come to church to find it. Because I tell you, there's no liberty out there right now. There's no freedom whatsoever. You think of this, but there's not now. The freedom that the world's got, I can go out here, I can do what I want to, go where I want to, say what I want to. But you know, that ain't the way God puts it like that. That ain't the freedom and liberty God gives us. We got a responsibility with our freedom and with our liberty, what we do. We got to watch what we say, do what God says, and do not do what the man says. That's liberty, is doing what God wants us to do. But it also says this too, and I really like this. It says in Romans 8:2. I like them all. I tell you, it's all so good. He says in Romans, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Romans 8:21, because the creature itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of corruption and the glorious liberty of the children of God. And then, the Bible says this in Galatians, and you can read it, and I really like, we'll get that part in a minute, but you know, it says this in John, it says, what are the words? He said, my words are spirit. Is that what it says? How many knows that they say that? Amen. Hey, with three hands, y'all ain't got liberty. I'm telling you, if you don't read it for yourself, you ain't gonna have it. Don't take what I say, believe what I say, but when I really get liberty, I'll give you an example. Well, back when I first got saved, and I wasn't gonna get on this, but I will. When I first got saved, and I mean, when I got it, I really wanted it. But I didn't have no liberty. Oh, I know what's going to heaven, there's more to it than that. because I didn't know nothing about the Bible. All I know was on that third day, and I called up on the Lord. I was afraid. Some people wasn't. I was afraid. I was a grown man. I was going to hell because, I mean, I heard enough preaching. I wasn't going to make it because I didn't know Jesus. I heard about him. I didn't know him. My wife talked about him. I didn't know him. But I got saved. And after I got saved, and I knew I got saved, I wouldn't worry about going to hell whatsoever. But then the enemy come right in, and he took that liberty from me. He didn't take my salvation, but he took my freedom. And see, I've seen it happen time after this. Not very often I've seen that happen. The reason why how he took it, he disguised us. He'd come in and said, you can't go tell nobody because your mom and dad's Church of Christ and your wife's a Baptist. Now, what are you? And all I know was I was going to heaven. That's all I knew at that time. But I needed to know more. And, of course, I told my mom and dad, boy, it didn't go over too good. If you ever talked to someone like that, it didn't go over too good. And we didn't know, and they give me all these scriptures. And I told them on the phone first. Then what I done, I called my preacher. He told me to read what to read a few times. I started reading. I said, well, brother, I read all night, just about. And the more I read, the more freedom I got. And the more liberty I've got. See, the more I got in this world, I got free. I didn't care what anybody said. I didn't care what my mom and dad said. I didn't care what the preacher said. I know that I had liberty. I had free. What I could say was the truth. Because I'm going to believe this is right here. See, they get third out of the book, but they twist it around. And, you know, they take like a few verses, but I'm telling you right now, you take all this right here, every bit of it, and it gives you freedom and liberty. You feel good. Don't get me wrong. My mom and dad, you know, I went back. And this is how you can also, let me read another scripture here. He said, now, this is for us. But take heed, lest by any means, that the liberty of yours become a stumbling block to them that are weak. In other words, you just because you got liberty, you can't go around puffed up about it. I believe Brother Rick talked about this morning. It ain't the big stuff, people want the little ones. But in other words, you have all this liberty. I remember I went back over there and I was living in Rogue County. I was ready. I mean, I prayed and I was full of it anyway. You know how you already first get saved, you was full of it. I'm still full of it. And but I don't think I'm full more of the word now than I was then. But then I got reading. I said, I know they're wrong. And you know, I got talking and I went and talked to them. Boy, I said, the more I talked, the madder they got. But then the Lord spoke to me. I seen. And for my mom and dad, I think they're in heaven now because they was Baptist first. But somebody sneaked in there and put this other stuff on there. And I don't mean Baptist is going to go on and go to heaven. I know you got to be born again. I don't care what you call yourself. But they snuck in there and changed some of it around. And they started going down there. But I seen that he didn't know nothing about the Bible. I mean, literally nothing. He just what few verses are. So he had no liberty. I mean, I had liberty. I could have pushed it. I could have brought it right here and said, this is what it said right here, but I know it wouldn't want to work. Sometimes you got to know. See, you who does that? The Holy Spirit does it. You got to know how to handle it, when to do it. And when God did it, then it will work. It'll show them. But you try to push something on her because you got it and you know it and you're free, then what will happen? You'll cause a mess. And Paul warned about that in two places. Another place says, well, brethren, you have been called into liberty only with not liberty for occasion or the flesh, but by loving and serving one another. That's what liberty is all about, is serving one another and loving people. I mean, like I said, if a church is a Pentecost church, we'd be in them. And of course, I know y'all heard anybody speak in tongues or not. You probably didn't hear much if you did. But I mean, in one time, or I tell you, years ago, I almost got in on all that. So I do believe in it. The Bible says that. But I didn't have enough liberty to know exactly what he was talking about because I hadn't read and studied it. The more I studied it, the more freedom, the more liberty I got. And don't get me wrong. I ain't saying God can't have someone speaking in tongues. God's in charge of that. But the way I read it is he said, what is more important than speaking in tongues? Someone to get them to speak where you can understand it. Now, it's been a few times I had some expansions come in our church. One time especially, I was the pastor of the church and they got there late. That's when the time changed. And I can understand what he's saying. He had a little girl with him, and she could not sort of translate it through her. And I was late, and I thought, well, he couldn't understand me anyway. I said, Lord, if he'd have come in, make him understand some way or another. God can do all things, can't he? He can do it all. See, liberty is very important, but we've got to stand on it. Paul, a lot of times, he had to stand for his liberty. You go to Galatians, I believe, second chapter, fourth verse is talking about where Paul, you know, right there at that one time, they was trying to I believe it was Titus back in under making where we wouldn't circumcise and things like that. It's bringing them under the law. We ain't under law no more, are we? Amen. I mean, But let me tell you about this law part. We're not under the law. We're set free from the law. Thank the Lord for that. But we are supposed to do His commandments.
Right.
See, a lot of people get the liberty all messed around. They say, well, I've been set free. I'm going to heaven. I can do what I want to. That is not true. That ain't liberty. I say that's what he does in that chapter. They come in and try to spy out the liberty, try to change things around. I tell you, there ain't but one true way, and this is why. Don't get me wrong, every church has got their little ifs and ands and buts, but as far as liberty and freedom, it all comes from this right here. This is like a constitution in the United States. That's how the Republicans are going to argue with them. They got something they can stand on. Now, when they do away with that, we don't have no nation no more. Brother, if you do away with this, you ain't got no God no more. But I tell you right now, this has always been around a pretty long time, hasn't it? And you know what? They can take that Bible away. That's okay. It's in my heart right now. I mean, as God, I'm not real good at quoting Scripture, but if He wants me to quote it, brother, He can give it to me because He's God. And I believe and I trust in Him. He gives me freedom to stand at the most time. The Lord had freedom, didn't He? What did His freedom cost us? His life. But He done it because He loved. That's the reason why He says, if you got liberty, you're going to serve other people. You don't want to do it to be show off. Because how big you are, or because you can do this, or how smart you are, because I'm not very smart, but I'm smart enough to know that all liberty and witness, all this comes just right here. I am that smart. And that's what He wants us to do. The Bible says, when John says, you continue in my words, then you are my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And the truth shall make you free. We got to be careful with our freedom and liberty. You know, one thing I like about this church here, and I tell you, very few are like this on the altar. Very few Baptist churches. You bring a Bible to an altar most places, and the preacher will run you out. They don't, the deacons will. I know, I've been there. I mean, there was run out, but I've seen it done. I'll be back in congregation. They could get on them, boy. Going to do it now. And see, and it's not that you should be able to tell someone how to get saved without this, but it's real good. I like it. Every time that little boy got up here, got saved, that tail brought back. I told him, then I showed it to him. That didn't set him free more. He wasn't just only depending on me. He's showing what the Word of God says. So, because I want to give him freedom and liberty. If when he goes home, he said, his mom and dad said, you didn't get saved. Well, look here, this is what I've done. There it is. See, that helps him, don't it? That's like the Constitution of the United States. When they say you can't, you know, take our guns or wherever it be, then no, we can't. We have the right. Right there it is. We have the right right through in this right here to have liberty. But there's another time I think something happened. You got to be careful with this liberty. You got to make sure that God is with you on it. Not man, not your flesh, but God. I remember one time I was at a revival, been a long time ago, and I wasn't pastoring a church. I was at a revival. And a man went to the altar, older man went to the altar, pretty old. And I knew the man. And he's a good man, but he's lost. He went to the altar, and this is where you say you got to be careful. Let God lead you in these things. And this man went up there and took a Bible up there, which is good. He said, and I like the way y'all wait. I'm going to Mike. He read it to him. He said, you read this. Look what it says. And see, he didn't know the man couldn't read. I did. Couldn't read a lick. Couldn't even write his name. And all that done is sort of put a damper on it. Right there. So, you know, sometimes when we got all that liberty, we got to be smart enough, you know, like God says, when you go up there, I like the way y'all do it. So, look here, this, you know, start reading it to him right there, pulling out to him. Where he can read it or not, be secret, he's going to believe it anyway. But when you put a pressure on that, he's got to read it. I say, well, Nick, it's all right. It's very hard, precious times right here. They're in the bind right there. And a real bind. Boy, we give them all the information they need to get saved, and that's it. Leave everything else alone. Because right. You try to bun them too much. I've seen that happen too. Yeah. We take our liberty too far. I'm telling you, just tell them how to be born again, worship Brother Lamb. It's real easy. Just tell them that Jesus died for them on the cross. And His blood, His precious blood, covers all sins. Now, boy, that's freedom, liberty, ain't it? We need that kind of liberty. And I tell you, when you got liberty, you have to stand. That's the reason why the United States has got it in these wars. How many times, you know, really why churches don't have the liberty that they normally have? Because they won't stand. They won't stand for the truth. What they'll do, and I talked to this afternoon or someone, this day, and a church, a youth pastor, and I said, well, how's it going? And he's going good preacher. Y'all know the preacher, he is a good preacher. Good preacher, he said, you know what I like about him? He said, he don't let them run him. I said, "Yeah, that's good." I said, "I just packed that church. They tried it on me too." He said, "They don't let him run him." I said, "That's good." So see, the devil gets in every church, and they try to spy out the liberty, try to change things around for their what is their liberty and not the Word of God's liberty. What is very important that we know. And the more you read, the more you see here, you got to understand, you need to know this Word of God here. You need to do it. And see, when my mom and dad, you know what happened when I went back that time? And I knew I sort of backed off. The Lord said, "Just back off." So see, they knew I once was a drunk. Drank all the time. But after so long, they said, "No, I wouldn't." See, my liberty and freedom, you know, Lord, give me strength to overcome the alcohol. And I'd change. And I overcome it. And they seen, and throughout the years, they seen I had something. And, you know, we talked about it. My mama, where my dad, he died. And my mama, I talked to her about it. And asked about going to heaven and all that. And she said, "Yeah, she's going to heaven. She's ready to go to heaven." And what I did my dad, too, before he died, he had cancer. But it took a while for them to see that I had something in me that I just didn't get from man, but I got it from God. Now, maybe they had it too. I believe they did. I hope they did. Not because they're bad, but I tell you, if you believe with all your heart, it's going to give you liberty. Liberty to go out and do the work. We, you know, a lot of times, you know, on a ship, they get ready to go off, you know, go off. What do they do? What do they call it? Give them what? Liberty. Liberty to go out and do what? Most of them go out and do something they shouldn't be doing, probably. But it gives them freedom to go out and say, you're not under my rule no more. You know, on our ship, you got liberty, you go on, you do what you want to, and you go in these little towns, army towns. Sort of the same way when I was in the army. On weekends, they'd give us you had a pass, and you go in these little towns, or whatever, if you're drinking or whatever, that's yours, you're off base, you're not do what you want to. But if you do something bad, of course, you'll get in trouble then, because they'll have to come after you. But I think the way God's liberty is. God's liberty is when you go out, that's when you really should really have the liberty and freedom. Not just because you're in a church house, but when you go out and when you witness to the people. I mean, we should have the freedom and know that what God says about His Word and the liberty that we have here, that we should be able to stand on it and stand tall on it. But stand with love. I like what Brother Ricky said about Paul. Paul was a man, you know, I always picture Paul as a really rough preacher. But after he said that, and I got it reading, he was a preacher. He always stood for the truth. Yeah, he spoke the truth. But also, he done it gently. He done it the right way. And see, there's a wrong way and there's a right way. I don't like preachers that get up here and pound you in the ground day in, day out, because all that's going to do is make you mad. I've been made mad several times. And all I done went home and said, "I'll never go back to that place." Never. But I like a preacher who gives me the Word of God, that preaches and tells me what God says, what to be saved, how to live and all that. And I don't mean pound it, I mean just put it out there. Then I go home and I get thinking about it. And I get thinking about it, then I come back again the next time. I want to think more. Before you know it, I'll be in Sunday school. That's the reason why if you don't come to Sunday school, hey, you're going to have a whole lot of liberty because you learn a lot in here. I mean, I tell you, when I teach it, that's the reason I ask them, everybody, to put in what you want to because it helps me. Everybody does. A lot of people know more than I do. But we put them all together, we all learn, don't we? That's what it's all about. That's liberty, where we all can speak up or when we want to. That's what made the young man come get saved this morning. Brother, that was the one I liked what he said. But when he come up here and he got saved, man, he gave him liberty to come up here in front of all these people. It was the Spirit of the Lord. I mean, he was in trouble and he didn't want to wait because you know what he thought? Probably thought might not make him enough time. But he had freedom to come up here. Brother Rick had freedom to keep on preaching. Everything went on like it's supposed to. The young men got saved and boy, we had a good service. See, that's freedom. That just keep on. You know, a lot of times, sometimes when we get caught up and we get caught up in emotions, and in your emotions sometimes is not really the liberty and freedom, that's just your flesh. And don't get me wrong, I get emotional when I get in it. I mean, I do. I love the Lord so much you wouldn't believe. And I know you all too. But I've done so much when on the other side, I can never repay Him what He's done on this side. So we'll keep on giving it, and telling people about Jesus. I'm not real deep in the Word, but I'm deep enough to know that I love Him, and He loves you, and plus that He will also save you, and He'll give you liberty, and He'll give you strength to stand when the time comes at that time. Now that's freedom. That's freedom that you'll be able to fight for what is right and what is right. And brother, if there's ever a time we're going to be fighting, it's now. It's coming right now. It is coming. It's right here on. I mean, the churches are really getting attacked big time. And it's going to get worse and worse. And I'm afraid what's happened is a lot of churches is giving into, a lot of pastors is giving into the pressure that's come into it. And the reason why they're giving into it, they're beat down. They're beat down so much. And I feel sorry for pastors. And I know, Brother Rick, I know it's hard when they don't understand when you preach up there, it takes a lot out of you. I know. It's hard on preachers sometimes, really hard on pastors, because everybody's looking at you. Then when I tell you, when you leave your high, we'll say, well, I didn't believe a word he said. Or against you. That's the way it happened to a lot of churches. Then what happened in those kind of churches? What it is, before you know, the pastors finally beat him so bad, he'll come around another way. Yes. Makes it easy. Right. There is no easy way of serving God. There's just one way. Yes. That's serving with all your might, love Him with all your might and strength. The Bible says also love them. If you love Him like that, you love your brother like that. See, that's what liberty is too. It's also serving one another and love one another and helping one another. That's what liberty is. That's what freedom is. That's the reason why we got liberty, so we can do that. Don't y'all want liberty? Y'all like a kind of liberty? Oh, do you like to stand for it? Are you willing to stand for it? Amen. We'll find out and see. Because this one's coming pretty quick. And we're going to have to stand. Well, I mean stand. You know, I see these films sometimes. The Lord comes back and all that. And where someone getting their heads cut off, you got to stand for what's right and wrong. And I do think that time's coming. I do. I don't think we'll be in that part of it. But before we get there, it's pretty rough right now, isn't it? You know, there's sometimes you put some places you go, you can't even get a loan from a bank, something like that, unless you're in their little clique. If you go in there and you're a Christian, not all of them, but some of them, if you go in there and you're a Christian, whatever they mean, they'll turn you away. And I've never been turned away. I ain't got no money in a long time. But what I'm saying is, they got their people out there, devil have. They want you to go their way or no way. That's when you got to stand. And these kids go to school, I'll tell you right now, the ones have been coming, I appreciate you. I'm glad that you got come and got saved. I'm glad you went to camp. Because I know when they go back to school, they got a hard way to go. Because I've been in school. In fact, my time wasn't quite that bad. But it's pitiful. You know, because, you know, it's not the kids' fault. It's because the parents have no liberty at home. They know nothing about the Word of God. All they care is going on with the world. They want their kid to be big. They want this big. They want to be big. So it's the little things. But hey, this Brother Ricky preached this morning. That was a good sermon. And brother, that's what we got to do. We got to be just like, we got to be willing to go. As Paul sits here in Corinthians talking about, man, we need to take up, we need to go. And Jesus said, we need to stand. Because he said, there's so many people right now that's in prison. And what I mean by prison, I ain't talking about the jailhouse up here. I'm talking about in prison in their heart. I mean, they're closed up. They can't get nothing. They're depressed, they're down and out, and they just can't get up, and they're closed up. There's one thing will set them free. And that's Jesus. No other thing can. He said, what is Jesus? Well, I got the reading. I read again. I go over to it. It said, is my words are spirit. Amen. Now that's Jesus right there. That's the Word of God. That's the true Word of God. When I know about Him, I go this right here. Amen. And I learn. It sets me free. And there's a lot of people in prison right now. They can't get out. Now, there's a lot of Christian people. Feel like my mom and dad was. They listened to the preacher. If you preach, I don't know how they done then. But they listened to him. But they still didn't grasp it. You know where you grasp it the most at? Where you really get set free? It's when you're in the Lord by yourself reading. And you get in your Bible. That's how when I got saved that night. That day, they called me. Boy, I tore all the pieces of the United Sheila. We live in a trailer over on Memphis Mill Road. And I went in the back, and I was really tore up. Boy, I tell you right now, I know it's going to heaven, but I want to be right. I mean, I don't know which church to go to. I really didn't care. I just want to be right. I'm sure the more I read, it wasn't really the Baptist way, but that's what the Baptists believe. And that's the way I went. Now, I mean, the more I read, the more that I think, you know, that's where it's at. It's stand there, stand right here and read it, and how they're free to express their way about the Word of God. They wasn't ashamed of. Are you ashamed of him? No. I used to be. Have you ever been at work and been ashamed of him? When somebody come up to him? Kids, have you ever been at school and be ashamed of the Lord after you've been saved? Sure. And I'm sure you have. What I'm saying is, I ain't saying it's a table. I'm saying it's the more you get in this word here, the more you read, the more freedom you get, the more liberty you're going to get, and you'll be able to stand. It takes liberty and freedom of the Lord to help you stand in these times like this. Now, I tell you, God sure doesn't want us to stand. If it's ever a time, it's now. We've got to stand, be girded with the proof of righteousness. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6. You read about everything you want to put on, you go right over there. And boy, we'll be set free. Don't y'all want to be free? I do, don't y'all? I do. I mean, I like to see churches free and ready to go. I mean, ready to go on the battle line. Walk, march on the Christian soldiers. I mean, it's time, whatever it is, it's time to go right now. And I'm glad I'm ready. Now, I don't have a whole lot more to say, but all I want to say is my sermon tonight is liberty. Amen. Do you know what liberty really is? Look it up in the dictionary. It'll tell you what it is. Yeah. It's exactly what it is. Your freedom. It gives you freedom. It also tells you that you've got to work for it, stand for it, and fight for it. Even after you get saved, you ain't fighting for salvation, but you're fighting so you'll be able to tell the truth. Some people won't do that because they really don't have the freedom that they need. And brother, you need it today. Amen. You know, the Bible tells us what to do in a lot of things and how to do it. And you know, some people, of course, you know what, where mom and dad, they said yes. And I remember I pastored a church over here, and we had several come get saved. One of them was Church of Christ, a little Church of Christ girl, or her parents was. And she come, she got saved, and she went back and told her parents and what all went on her. But anyway, I do know to them the next night, like a revival going on. I do, you know, when they got home that night, they called their preacher, and they took her that night and baptized her. Same night. But that's fine. That's what they want to do. You need to be baptized if you ain't been saved. Right? You need to be baptized if you are saved. If you are saved. I know we had a preacher over in Hart County. Her husband was a preacher, Brother Taylor. He's been dead years and years and years. And his wife, she used to ride a church bus over there. I worked at a little church over in Hart County. That's when I first got saved. We've been going for a pretty little while. I wouldn't preach nothing like that. We go over and she rode with us about every Sunday. She didn't have no way. Miss Taylor did. And then it was preaching one time we get baptism. This lady, she's about 65, 70 years old. She's a pretty good sized woman. I mean, she's pretty good size. I mean, just, you know, pretty good. And she, I mean, I ain't going to say she was large, but she, you know, she needed help. I put it that way. When we baptized her. And we took her to the river to baptize her, and took three of us, took her down there. But, you know, she got up and she said, when I got saved, I told them I got saved, but really I didn't. And I got baptized. Then later on, I did get saved. And I just let go all these years, probably been about 40 years. And boy, it got to her. She said, I need to be baptized. So I said, I didn't get baptized. And that, you know, and baptism is not going to keep her out of heaven, but it, you know, it gives you more liberty, more freedom. The more you do what the Word of God says, the more freedom and liberty you're going to have. That's the reason why it's so important to talk about that. And then that's the reason why it's so important to us not to push nothing on nobody, that we do have this liberty. Aren't you glad that you got it tonight? And if you're not here, don't you get a song ready, brother? And if you're not here, you don't have this kind of liberty. Or if you're here, if you're lost, if you just don't know Jesus, boy, now's a really good time because He can sure set you free. That's the reason why He came for. That's the only reason He came for. He didn't really come to set, open the eyes of the blind, heal the sick. He came to die on the cross for our sins. That precious blood He shed on Calvary for us. And the Bible says this, and this really sets you free. It says, whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And I can read it to you, or I can show it to you. Either way, that's what it says. You can believe that. You can take it and you can put it in there. You can believe it. Because if you do that, do what it says, believe on it, trust in Him, and God will save you. You say, how do I know? I don't know. I do what the Word of God says. You'll know. How do you know you're lost? Are you feeling sort of bad right now? Is conviction sort of sitting in a little bit? You know how you felt when you felt lost? I mean, I did. Maybe I was the only one. When I convicted, boy, I know what I was. That's what I was afraid. Now, maybe you weren't afraid, but I was. I was under conviction. I didn't know what I was going to do. The only thing I knew was Jesus. And I didn't know a whole lot to do. I said, Lord, just please save me. I'll do anything. And when I said that, boy, he'd come in. And I didn't run. I didn't jump. I didn't shout. I shouted something after that, a long time after that. But that's all I knew. And I was so glad. And see, Jesus is going to do the same thing tonight for you if you just come and give it all to Him. That's what it's all about, trusting Him. Give it to Him. He loves you tonight. Would you stand as song leader comes. He sure does love you, right? How many believes He loves you tonight? Amen. How many want to be loved like that? Amen. You ain't never had love until you've been loved.